Good afternoon, and thank you for calling customer support. This is Vicki. How can I help you?
Yeah, this is Jane Hansen. Somehow you guys have taken out three payments of $94.90 out of my account, and I didn't authorize it. I only went for a trial, and I canceled after it arrived. So I'm trying to figure out how come you keep taking money out of my account.
Yes, ma'am. I need your zip code so I can pull up that account so I can look at it.
46805.
Your first and last name, please.
Jane Hansen.
Okay, you said 36805.
260. Oh, my zip code?
Yes, ma'am.
46805.
Thank you, Ms. Hansen. Can you verify your shipping address for me, ma'am?
1840 Crescent Avenue.
Okay.
Fort Wayne, Indiana, 46805.
Thank you for that information, ma'am. Ms. Hansen, I see where you did order the trial back on the 16th of February.
I still haven't got that, so. And
it says,
I canceled.
It actually says you've received two shipments, one on the 22nd and then another one on the 27th. I do see as well two different dates. Oh, this is crazy. There are two trials actually that were started. You paid the $10.90 shipping and handling two times on the 16th and on the 18th. So they've delivered you two trials, actually, of the late Lavish Gray skincare cream and the skincare serum.
Okay, that I got one of, but I haven't got a second one, and I don't know, and I called and canceled right afterwards.
Okay, I don't see any notes where you called in to cancel, ma'am. I'm not saying that you did not. I'm just saying I don't see any notes on the account. And we note the accounts we have to after every call. Were you given a cancellation number, ma'am? Or did you receive a cancellation confirmation email? Because this account is not canceled. That's why you
didn't get an email. And the person I talked to, I don't know, was female. That's all I know.
Well, they didn't cancel the account out or make any notes. And that's why you just received another shipment on the 5th. I mean, another charge, so to speak.
Well, why, if these are trials, why would I get charged if I haven't even got the stuff yet?
They're showing, Ms. Hansen, that you had two separate deliveries and you actually paid the shipping and handling twice.
But I thought that covered everything, that they were free.
No, ma'am. It was a trial. That's the part that was free. It was a 14-day free trial. The products weren't free. It states in the terms and conditions, Ms. Hansen, that if you don't call before day 14, and you let day 14 elapse, and you haven't canceled, that they charge you the actual retail price for those products. And that's where those charges are coming from. But there are two different dates.
But I canceled right after I got the first package. I didn't get a second package.
Well, I have
I canceled. And I canceled. I called and talked to somebody and told her I didn't want it.
I understand, Ms. Hansen, but whomever you talk to did not cancel out the account or make any notes on the account. All I can go by is what I see on my screen, ma'am.
Okay, how do I get this? Because I don't want the shit, and I'm not going to use it. I'll even send it back.
Unfortunately, due to the COVID conditions, ma'am, they're not accepting anything back in the warehouse.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to use it, and I'm not going to pay $94.90 for something I'm not going to use. I have to have double lung transplant, and I had got it before I found out that I've got to have both lungs transplanted.
I'm sorry to hear that, Ms. Hanson.
So I need to cancel this, and I need the money back in my account. And I don't want it, and I'm sorry, but I'm just not happy about this at all.
Okay,
because I did call and cancel right away. When the shipment came in and I saw what it was, I didn't want it. It wasn't what I expected.
Okay.
And I misread because I thought I got the thing, all I had to pay was shipping and handling, and it was free. Because I'm ordering off of a phone, and if the print, I must have misread it because the print's small. Okay.
What's strange to me is you paid the shipping and handling on the 18th of February, and then there's another payment for the same amount of $10.90. So you have two separate trials.
I only ordered one.
You paid for two on the same credit card 2 days apart. Actually, it says 216 and, 218. And the trial that was ordered on the 16th was delivered on the 22nd. It says it was, the order date is 216, delivery date 227, order date 218, delivery date 222.
Well, I got one order, and I don't know what day, which one came in, but I thought I only ordered once, and when I saw what it was and what all it entails, there's no way I'm going to mess with that crap.
Okay, well, ma'am, but due to the terms and conditions, I can get you canceled out, but I'm not able to tamper with those charges.
Well, who do I talk to take care of these charges? Because I don't want it, and I'm not... Because I did cancel. This is a crock of shit.
Okay, ma'am, let me place you on a brief hold, and I'll transfer you over to your supervisor, okay?
All right.
Thank you, ma'am. One moment, please. Ms. Hanson, do you have something to write your cancellation number down with, ma'am?
Yeah, I've got a pen and paper right here.
Okay, just one moment. Okay, your cancellation number, ma'am, is going to be C as in cancel. Let me get back to that. C as in cancel, 34, B as in baby, D as in David, the number 9, D as in David, A as in apple, 566.
Let me repeat. C as in Carrie, 34, B as in baby, D as in dog, 9, D as in dog, A as in apple, 566, correct?
Let me see. That last one was, yes, ma'am, that's it. That is it. You're canceled out, ma'am. There'll be no future shipping or billing to your account. Give me just a moment so I can type up some notes, and I'll be right back on the line to transfer you, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Ms. Hanson. Ms. Hanson, I really hope you feel better soon and get better soon, ma'am.
Well, unfortunately, due to the fact that of my other health issues, I'm not going to be able to get the double lung transplant. So however long God sees fit to let me stay.
Well, I will definitely put you in my prayers tonight, Ms. Hansen.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome, ma'am. Okay, Ms. Hansen, thank you so kindly for holding for me, ma'am. I'm about to transfer you over to a supervisor, ma'am, and I hope you can get some resolve, okay?
All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You have a good day, ma'am, and an even better weekend, okay, Ms. Hansen? Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For calling customer support.
Stay safe.
You too, ma'am. Thank you. One moment, please.
Okay.